When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As much as movies are made iconic by great actors speaking great dialogue as directed by great filmmakers, there's no denying that a well-placed prop can become immediately iconic in and of itself, elevating the entire film in the process. Where would Indiana Jones be without his whip and his hat? Where would the Ghostbusters be without their proton packs? Sometimes these props are awesome enough that they can fetch hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars from buyers, or even end up in the hands of celebrity fans, that is, other actors. Then there are those performers who love the props in their own movies enough to either flat out steal them, or, more politely, ask permission before shoving them into the boot of their car. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 actors you didn't know own famous movie props. 10. Ben Stiller, Spock ears. Star Trek, The Motion Picture. Of all the actors you'd expect to be a Trekkie, Ben Stiller probably isn't one of them. And yet, Stiller has outed himself in recent years as not just a Trekkie, but an avid collector of Star Trek memorabilia. In addition to owning the original Gorn head from the iconic original series episode Arena, which he bought at auction for $27,500, Stiller owns not one, but two pairs of Vulcan ears worn by the late Spock actor Leonard Nimoy. Stiller famously made a crack about owning Vulcan ears during his memorable presentation of the Best Makeup Oscar at the 2010 Academy Awards, but it was more than a mere throwaway joke. He truly owns one of the most coveted pieces of sci-fi memorabilia ever, direct from the source, no less. 9. Robert Downey Jr., The Stark Tower A, Avengers Age of Ultron. Though there are countless tales of actors sneaking off with MCU props without asking, Robert Downey Jr. did the polite thing and asked the production first, albeit only as a joke. While shooting Avengers Age of Ultron in England, Downey Jr. jokingly asked Marvel if he could have the gigantic 30-foot-tall letter A from the roof of Stark Tower. "I need that in my office in Venice," he jokingly told the crew. Yet, shortly after shooting wrapped, a truck showed up at the actor's house with the prop in tow. Though somewhat taken aback that the studio actually agreed to his half-serious request, he added, "So now we have a massive Avengers A that will prominently be placed." Pretty cool. 8. Macaulay Culkin, The Talk Boy. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. The second Home Alone movie sees Kevin McAllister prominently using a Talk Boy, a nifty cassette recording device which he uses to outsmart the movie's adults, and which, upon first glance, seems simply like a well-placed product placement. Except the Talk Boy didn't actually exist, and was instead invented for Home Alone 2, with Fox commissioning Tiger Electronics to design a plausible prototype, which they achieved in just 3 weeks. Though the version used by Culkin in the film didn't actually work, he was nevertheless allowed to take it home at the end of shooting as a gift. But the story gets better, because Tiger was ultimately given permission from Fox to create the Talk Boy for real. Though the initial manufacturing run sold poorly because it wasn't capable of voice manipulation as in the movie, the second deluxe model added this feature and was a massive commercial hit. 7. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry's glasses, Harry Potter. There aren't many more iconic aspects of the Harry Potter character than his distinctive pair of specs, and actor Daniel Radcliffe made sure to nab himself a couple of pairs during production. Radcliffe has stated in interviews that he received one pair of glasses while shooting the first film, The Philosopher's Stone, and another pair after completing principal photography on the final film, Deathly Hallows Part 2. Jokingly, Radcliffe claimed that he stole the glasses from the set of the last Potter film, though quickly corrected himself that they were actually a gift. Either way, He rather fittingly has props from the series' bookending entries, marking the most significant period of his career, if not also his whole life. 6. Vanessa Paradis, Marilyn Monroe's shoes. Though Johnny Depp is no longer married to his former spouse Vanessa Paradis, back in 2010, Paradis turned heads when she announced that the big spending Depp had bought her a pair of Salvador Ferragamo shoes, formerly owned by Marilyn Monroe. The legendary shoe designer Ferragamo famously designed more than 40 bespoke pairs of shoes for Monroe to wear on sets while shooting her films. And though Paradis hasn't precisely stated which movie Monroe wore the shoes on, there was certainly a lot to choose from. Pretty much any fashion item Monroe wore on any of her films became instantly iconic, so it goes without saying that, one way or another, Paradis owns a major piece of film history. 5. Chris Hemsworth, Mjolnir, Thor. If you were in Chris Hemsworth's position, how could you possibly resist trying to take home a prop version of Thor's trusty magical hammer Mjolnir? That Hemsworth did, as he confessed in a Jimmy Kimmel Live interview in 2018, swiping about 5 of the hammers for his personal collection without asking permission. He keeps one on the mantelpiece in his home and another in his bathroom next to the toilets, because why not? He also added that one of the hammers has a few scratches and dents where one of his children attempted, in vain, to pick it up. Despite most fans expecting Mjolnir to be ultra-lightweight in order for Hemsworth to fling it around on set, he also confirmed that the props are actually relatively heavy. 4. Daisy Ridley, Rey's lightsaber, Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. In an interview with Jimmy Kimmel on the eve of Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker's release, Daisy Ridley confirmed that she had been given a most fitting present by writer-director J.J. Abrams at the end of filming. In addition to being allowed to keep the distinctive ring that Ridley wore during the brief Dark Rey sequence, she was also gifted Rey's lightsaber. No matter what you make of the movie itself, that's pretty cool. However, Ridley was understandably concerned that someone might try and nab such a valuable piece of movie memorabilia, and so took measures to keep it safe from ill-meaning fans, refusing to keep it at her home in case someone breaks in to try and nick it. 3. Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool's suit, Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds' charm has taken him places over the years, and it was likely also responsible for him being able to get away with taking one of the Deadpool costumes home after shooting the 2016 superhero flick. Reynolds said in an interview, "I loved wearing it, and I've run away with one. I'll probably get into trouble for saying that, but I've waited 10 years to do this movie, so I'm leaving with an effing suit." The logic totally checks out. Reynolds never knew if he'd have another chance to play the character while shooting the first movie, so why wouldn't he smuggle a suit home? This may also explain how Reynolds is able to create so many social media posts in character as Deadpool, because all he needs to do is get the suit out of the closet and start rolling. 2. Leonardo DiCaprio, the Maltese Falcon statuette, the Maltese Falcon. The jewel-encrusted falcon statuette at the core of John Huston's legendary 1941 film noir is one of the most iconic movie props of all time, several versions of which were made for use in the picture. Yet one of the resin statuettes handled by Humphrey Bogart in the movie ended up going missing for 50 years before being bought for just $8 from a flea market by documentary filmmaker Ara Chekmayan in 1993. Chekmayan sold the statue at auction in 2000 for $92,000, and in 2010, it was bought for $300,000 by a group of buyers, including Leonardo DiCaprio. And so, when Sharon Tate is seen toying with a Maltese Falcon statuette in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it is indeed the real deal that DiCaprio brought to set. 1. Dakota Johnson, Christian Grey's flogger, 50 Shades of Grey. Though many might assume that Dakota Johnson would rather forget about her time working on the 50 Shades franchise, she did nevertheless take home a memento from shooting the original movie. Johnson admitted in one interview that she chose to nab one of Christian Grey's flogging whips, featured in a, pun intended, climactic scene in the movie, though later admitted that it doesn't see much use back home. Apparently, it just sits in the garage with the dust. Given how rabid the series' fanbase is, there's probably a pretty penny to be made if Dakota ever decides to part with it. In slightly less iconic fashion, she's also managed to swipe some of the lingerie she was given to wear throughout the shoot. She said, "I stole lots of the underwear. They were comfortable." And I mean, yeah, you can't fault the logic, right?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.